This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 668. Today we hear from Dawn, who asks,
what do I do when my characters absolutely refuse to do what I tell them, specifically to keep the story I am writing going, not to create files and files of other storylines?
Let go of the story you're writing and follow what your characters are doing, and then try for the story you're writing later at a different time. When your characters are doing something that you don't want them to do or that you're not telling them to do, that's your subconscious trying to tell a different story than your conscious mind is trying to superintend. In those circumstances, the best way is to just follow the characters and then come back to the story you thought you wanted to tell later. Sometimes you'll find that by the end of the story, you've wound up telling the story you wanted to tell originally, but in a very different way than you were intending to tell it, and frequently, a much more interesting way. Your subconscious knows a lot better than you do what it's up to, especially if you have any experience. 90% of writing, really, is learning to disintermediate between your fingers and your subconscious. Your conscious mind has very silly ideas about what's really going on. Its job is to abstract things, and when you're talking about the archetypal story-type content of the subconscious, it abstracts things in ways that make a different kind of sense than the dream logic that goes on in the subconscious. So it's not always the best arbiter of what's actually going to work on the page. So open up a vein and let it bleed. Follow where your characters are going, and then decide, after you're done, if you want to give that story another go, or if you've actually gotten to where you were going just by a different path than you had in mind. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment or a creative death threat, or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.